Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We're here, we're live, and we thank you for being there. All right, folks, as I said, we're live coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, and we're on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Of course, you can always download us into your smart device. You download us into your smart device. That's the free Answer Orlando app from your app store. You can listen to us on your Alexa devices and, of course, also on AM660TheAnswer.com and our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com, where you have until the 7th of November, the day after the election, to register for our great prize drawing there. We'll talk about that more as the show goes along. Okay, the union boss is on his way. Well, actually, he's in Pennsylvania in Happy Valley right now. He may not be so happy about the weather, but I'm sure he's glad to be there and see a lot of old friends. But we do have Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce in the studio with me. And hey, good to see you, Nick.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Yeah, it's grand to be here.
Yeah, you've been away for a couple of weeks, traveling.
We went to Tennessee for a week. And then we went up for my grandson's christening in New York.
Yeah, with that accent, I'm sure you fit right in Tennessee up there.
Exactly. I just told him I came from Brooklyn.
I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. I'm still playing with the new Titan Cave cam, and so we'll have it up and running here shortly. And by tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have it as a permanent, once again, feature of our show. And I appreciate the comments we got from the new system that we have. It is much better. Okay. So we have a lot to talk about. More bombs have dropped, quote unquote, and also the market bounced quite significantly today. Wayne Liebnitsky, we're going to talk with him for a little while at the bottom of this hour, and he is, of course, running for the U.S. House seat there in District 9 that Darren Soto currently occupies. And, you know, too bad this didn't come out a couple of weeks ago when the Kavanaugh stuff was still going on, but turns out he had his own wild ways back in the college days. And so maybe we'll talk about that a little bit with Wayne and see how his campaign is going. And so the early voting still shows Republicans with significant leads around the country. That's the good news. The bad news is other polling still shows the Democrats with leads here in Florida. Now, I'd hate to wake up on November the 7th. Now, we're going to be here on election night. So I hope you guys join us for election night coverage, and it'll be both national coverage and local coverage. And the day after the election, we're going to be doing a live remote broadcast at Kitland Park in Apopka. That's close to where you live, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just down the road. That's with the Vietnam Wall.
Yep, the Traveling Wall Memorial is coming for Veterans Day weekend. The opening ceremony is going to be the 7th. That Wednesday, and we'll be there doing a remote broadcast for that. And that's when we're going to draw our winner for our website raffle. So once again, please get in on that. And people are entering every day, and I appreciate that. You keep me busy writing your names down on the pieces of paper that we'll have in the fishbowl that somebody will draw the winning name of, and we'll announce it right there on the air. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, the mall, what they do with the wall is they light it for 24 hours, and people will be there for 24 hours sort of stationed there so people can come and go anytime between that opening ceremony and when they close the ceremony. I guess it's going to be Veterans Day night, and then it will move on to another location.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be very moving.
It is. If you haven't seen it, it's awesome. And if you've seen the one in Washington, D.C., you still need to see this one, and you'll be, I think, just as impressed, especially when you consider that it travels around, because it's huge. It's big.
And it's great that it's going to be here for Veterans Day.
Indeed, indeed. And there's going to be other things going on in the park as well, including a 1946 Chevy Hot Rod truck that really? Vietnam veterans will be invited to sign. Evidently, this truck goes around to events like this around the up and down the East Coast of the United States and has thousands of signatures of veterans on it. So if you're a Vietnam veteran and you'd like to sign this truck, it will be there throughout the weekend as well. Plus, they're going to be part of the ceremonies. So once again, that'll be the day after. And it's sure going to be embarrassing if we show up there the day after the election and Florida is the one doggone bright spot in the whole country for the Democrats.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't. And yet the polls, other than what we see in terms of early voting, would indicate that that's going to be the case. And some other polling is coming out that's showing these Senate races, the Republicans breaking away with significant leads. And here Rick Scott is toiling away, you know, neck and neck at best. Hey, what are we doing wrong here? So I know the polling is skewed and all of that sort of thing, but nonetheless, it shows this race here in Florida even closer, much closer, especially this governor's race. Now, I understand Ron DeSantis is not running a stellar campaign. Nonetheless, when you examine his opponent, to think that he's even close, something ain't right. So we got to show them on election night. And it's up to us to get out in big numbers. If you're a Republican and you hear my voice, you better get out and vote. Or I'm going to find you. I'll see what you did and I'll know who you are. Or I'll see what you didn't do. But the bottom line is we don't want to be left out in the cold in this thing. We don't want Andrew Gillum being held up for the next 4 years or six or whatever, eight, as the great hope for the Democrat Party. That would not be good for the Democrat Party, nor would it be good for the state of Florida, much less the United States of America.
Or your pocketbook.
Oh, exactly. for a multitude of reasons, not the least of which the one you just mentioned. So we got our work cut out for us, and it's not enough just to say, okay, I'm going to get out and vote. You need to talk to other people, too. You know, don't get in their face. I'm not saying, you know, as Obama said, you know, we're going to get to him and all this rhetoric and stuff here in a few minutes about the bomber. We don't want to get in people's faces. We just want to be persuasive. And what's the old saying? You attract more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Every day.
So, you know, the bottom line is there's plenty of good reasons to vote for Ron DeSantis and plenty of reasons not to vote for Gillum. And so, as I said, you know, we gotta take this thing as we see it, and that is that it's too close for comfort, and that means we just gotta double down on our efforts. And so we hope that you will indulge us and be rallied by us. Because it is in our hands. And the president makes that very clear. We all know that. By the way, the president is coming to Florida a week from last night on the 31st. He'll be in Fort Myers. And it's going to be a treat for Ron DeSantis. It is going to be a rally to rally around Ron DeSantis and obviously Rick Scott as well. And presumably he'll have the whole cadre of U.S. House candidates there with him and for a final push into election night. And counting on the president to bring a little bit more enthusiasm to this. But look, we should be already revved up and ready to go and out there and voting. And by the way, the Republican machine is keeping an eye on things. I actually got a text today saying, hey, buddy, you haven't voted yet. Matter of fact, let me read it as it says here. GOP alert, your early vote has not yet been logged on the Florida roster. Find your polling place here.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't get that because I've already voted.
Well, that's why you didn't get it,
yeah,
obviously,
there you
right?
Go. Well, then,
that would have been
Chris.
A bad sign, yeah, if you had. I see what you mean now. But it at least shows that the grass, you know, the machine is working hard to keep an eye, to try to get people out to the polls. That's what it's all about. And if you know a neighbor who needs a ride to a poll or something like that, please pitch in those efforts. And I know you will, but maybe you need to ask to make sure that your efforts aren't needed. Don't just presume that somebody will flag you down, so to speak, if they need a ride to a polling place. So that's sort of the tough news. The good news is, of course, we should be doing this in a state of joy and love for our country and our fellow human beings and bask in the joy if our efforts pay off, just like we did in 2016.
Indeed.
You know, in a way, you know, these fights are the best ones because they're the most satisfying when you win. Of course, they can be very frustrating when you don't. And it's important that we support these candidates at the top of the ticket because so much of what happens down the line is affected by what happens at the top of the ticket. So we can't turn our back on DeSantis or Rick Scott. Let bygones be bygones if there's hard feelings about this or that. And I know we can all find things to pick on any politician who's got any kind of voting record for. But at this point in time, it's time to knuckle down and get these guys elected and the knuckleheads out of there. Okay? All right. So let's take Ken's phone call because it's in line with what I'm talking about. Then I want to talk about the bombs and the way this is being handled in the media. So, Ken, thank you for calling tonight. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, boys. How we doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks.
You know, I got to tell you, the biggest issue I see, and it goes back to a very left-wing movie, but one that I still like, with Michael Douglas called The American President. And there was a quote in there that Michael J. Fox used when Michael Douglas' character was behind in the polls, and that was, people will listen to the only one talking. And what I see right now is, and I can't say that I listen to the radio during the workday because I don't, but I don't hear and I don't see Ron DeSantis coming out and talking about why we should elect him. All I see or hear is why we shouldn't elect him from Andrew Gillum.
Right.
Andrew Gillum pulled, or whatever, Gillum, whatever his name is, he pulled the race card in the debate last night.
Yeah.
We know that Democrats are have their back against the wall when they go to the race card. But yeah. We don't hear Ron DeSantis pitching himself. At least I don't.
Well, you're not the only one.
I'm going to vote for the guy because I've done my research. But there are so many who don't, don't take the time to go online, who don't take the time to read up,
right?
Who don't take the time to listen to interviews and see people's past. Ron DeSantis is a good man. He needs to get out there in front of this, and he needs to be vocal. He doesn't need to slander, but there are facts surrounding Gillum that should be more prominent.
Right.
The man has problems.
Okay. All right. Well,
he's a smooth talker who's got problems, and he's not going to be good for the state of Florida.
Yeah, I understand.
It's going to be a disaster.
I
tell you the same thing about Scott.
Yeah, okay.
Rick Scott
All right. I understand. Okay. Here's the lay of the land. Ron DeSantis has decided to run a stealth campaign. For better or worse, that is what it's going to be. You're not going to hear much more than you've already heard. I'm sorry. They have made the conscious decision to do that. They have eschewed opportunities to be on shows like this all over the state and local television as well, even though the invitations have been out there plentiful. Why? I don't understand the logic, and I'm the political mad scientist. Okay?
It's baffling.
Okay, it is. Now, that is the lay of the land, whether we like it or not. So that leaves the task up to us even that much more. That's why I keep stressing this. We're the ones who are going to have to carry the load here. If he can't make his arguments, we're going to have to make them for him.
My point, Chris, is that we as people who we have to take the message because Ron DeSantis or Rick Scott for that matter could get into areas, enclaves that don't necessarily want them there and tell their story.
Well,
you said just this, President Trump is going to Fort Myers. Fort Myers, that's not an area where I feel like we need Donald Trump to be. We need him in Tampa. We need him in Orlando. We need him in Jacksonville. Enclaves where there is a tremendous amount of younger population, college-age kids who just don't get it.
Well, I think,
and that's where Trump, I think, can really send a message down to earth, into people's hearts and souls, and tell them what it is they're voting for.
All right. I think that they're going to that region because I think that the thinking is that's where they can get the biggest bang for the buck, that's where they need the most help or where they can get the most out of him being there. That's my deduction anyway. But look, the bottom line is this, and you're right about what you're saying, is that we need to carry the message forward. That's why I suggest talk to friends, talk to neighbors. Make sure that they are aware of these things, and this is just the way it is this time. That's the bad news. The good news is the man can still win, even running a stealth campaign, but it's going to be up to us. All right. Thank you, Ken.
You're right. I tell my wife all the time, I prefer when it's quiet because then you don't know what hits you.
There you go, brother.
Have a great evening. Thanks for everything you do. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Cheers, Ken.
You got it. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to begin to talk about the bombs and how the media is handling this. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We're here, we're live, and we'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food,
But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 very heavy starting in Longwood, and that continues past downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested from I-4 till after the 408-417 exchange. You still have that crash at OBT and Colonial that's contributing to slowdowns in that area near downtown. And Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial is still closed due to the water main break. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
Hear that through the headphones there, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, tell you what.
All right, welcome back to the show. That is Rick Brown. He has joined us in the studio this evening. Once again, Mike is in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, for a special tribute to one of the teams. He was actually on one of the teams that accumulated over three seasons, a 30-win, 2-loss, and 1-tie record.
Wow.
And the man who made the immaculate reception, Franco Harris, is going to be there as part of all
of this.
All right, so another bomb showed up this time at Robert De Niro's, restaurant.
Yeah, it was a restaurant.
And a production building, all in the same building.
Tribeca Grill.
Yep. Tribeca.
I've been there many times.
Okay, and also Joe Biden. And we got one or two. I've heard both reports. And the media is all over Trump. This is his fault. He's the one to blame. They're calling these Democrats high profile targets of Trump's. They've been Trump's targets. I said this last night. I said they were going to say that he sent the list to some goon or something like this.
Yeah.
And to have him target these individuals.
Now, yeah, I think Steve Scalise was a high value target.
Yeah, indeed. He and the rest of those Republican congressmen that day.
How quickly the left forgets.
Oh, yeah.
Their attempted murder of our conservative representatives.
Yeah, but no one came out and blamed Bernie Sanders for it all, but he was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
That's
and
right.
They all but ignored the Ryson letters that went to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the vice president,
right.
And others on the conservative side.
It's right. Such selective.
All right. All right.
Well, as Trump said, it's the media that needs to get their act together.
All right. Let's see what Brad has to say about it. How you doing tonight, Brad? Go ahead. You got about a minute.
Hi, guys. I like to be out there for you. The big debate now with CNN playing word games, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, Chris Cuomo, adding white to the word nationalist. If you look at your history, you're going to see that a national socialist Nazi was to be the Aryan race. Nationalist in this country, the USA, is made up of every race and creed. It's a completely different ballgame. They know it because they're college educated, but since they're left-wing fake news, they're going to add white nationalists to it. They're going to play word games. They know this. Chavez was also a fascist socialist. Mussolini's Italy was government-controlled socialist. See, this is what's been going on in academia with leftist professors calling Reagan a fascist. Reagan despised government-controlled socialism. So they're playing word games. You guys know it, but let's get the word out, because a lot of these young kids in college are believing what they're spoon-fed.
Yeah.
If we can win the game of words, we can win over this new generation, because they've been lied to in academia.
All right, thanks.
Amen.
Thanks for getting it all in a minute. Appreciate you, Brad. And yeah, they are playing word games. And yeah, they are playing word games, but we don't play games with words here. That we take seriously. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Investigators say some of the package bombs targeting prominent Democrats were sent through the U.S. Postal Service, but that no new ones have been found in the mail system over the last 8 hours. A U.S. Postal Inspection Service spokesman said Thursday the postal employees and inspectors are searching mail facilities for packages matching the 10 sent over the last 4 days. A New York City police commissioner said officials are treating the devices as if they're real and harmful. An independent United Nations investigator says Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was the victim of an extrajudicial execution carried out by the Saudi state. Agnes Calamar, the special investigator on extrajudicial summary or arbitrary executions, told reporters at UN headquarters in New York on Thursday that the people who committed and orchestrated the killing are high enough to represent the state. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 401 points. This is SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
An update on the girls that plotted to attack students on Tuesday. The resource officer was alerted, and thankfully the girls were arrested before their attack. According to police, the girls planned to kill as many as 15 students. One of the teachers caught wind of the attack when a student told the teacher one of the suspects told them not to be in that area of the school on Tuesday. The girls were caught in the bathroom. When searching one of the girls' phones, they found messages that detailed gory plans for the remains of the students they planned on killing. A woman in DeLand was facing charges after she locked a child with Down syndrome in a dog cage while she went to pick up her daughter from school. She later admitted that she would leave the kid home alone in 15-minute increments, but it wasn't a daily occurrence. There were no visible injuries on the boy, and 39-year-old Sherlisa Hodge was arrested and charged with child neglect. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4, very heavy, starting in Longwood, and that continues past downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. 408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested from I-4 till after the 408-417 exchange. You still have that crash at OBT and Colonial that's contributing to slowdowns in that area near downtown. And Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial is still closed due to the water main break. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversaries. Love ya.
That's right, folks. We love y'all. That's for sure. All right, we're here. We're back. We're live in the Relax and Comfort studio. Got Rick Brown in the studio tonight, of course.
Sorry I'm late, but I was with the sponsor.
Yes. I spent a little time with our man, Aubrey Kahn.
Yeah, my son is buying a house and had firm foundation. Home inspections come out, and Aubrey spent better part of 6.5 hours going through the house.
He is meticulous.
And, he's thorough.
And we spent about 1.5 hours going through the report with him, and he's done an incredible job. He is so detail-oriented. this is the guy you want, believe me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Going through the house.
Whether you're buying or selling.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you will know what you got when he gets done with it, that's for sure.
My realtor fell in love with his accent immediately.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It is enchanting, shall we say.
He's a suave sort of character.
So is the house a buy? Is it gonna go?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, excellent, excellent. Congratulations.
I think he'll be very happy.
All right, so Rick Brown, also got Nick Grounds back in the studio, British American Chamber of Commerce.
Good evening, everybody.
And I am Christopher Hart, the number 407-774-8255. You know, the early voting has started. Things are hot and heavy right now, and we're pushing hard, folks, to get you out there and motivated to vote and get other people to vote, too. And, of course, Wayne Liebnitsky is one of the folks we'd like you to vote for if you live in District 9, which includes parts of Southeast Orange County, all of Osceola County, and parts of Polk County. And so we got Wayne on the line with us again right now. Wayne, how you doing?
Hey, look. Pretty good, Chris. I got to tell you, when I get up there, I got to get on this transportation board because traffic is at a snarl's pace going up I-4, but I appreciate taking my call.
Okay. Well, tell us, how's it looking? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm awful tired, of course, but I was in Polk last night. Just left Kissimmee a little ago, meeting with the pastors, and, you know, we're moving forward. You know, there's so much excitement going on down at in Polk as well. Tomorrow morning I'll be up over there about 7. I think Ron DeSantis is over at the 912 group over there. They've asked me to come over. And then, you know, rest a little bit. And, of course, tomorrow night we got the big debate at Univision statewide. They're broadcasting it statewide at 6 o'clock.
That's excellent.
I know it's going to cut in your time, man.
Well, that's okay. We'll give people a hall pass. They can.
No, that's all right. Hit the record button.
There you go. There you go. So, Univision, you and your opponent, Darren Soto. And with yeah. Univision, you would think, I would presume anyway, that many of the questions are going to be about, say, for instance, people who have come and resettled from Puerto Rico, statehood for Puerto Rico. And, of course, you are a real advocate for veterans who are of Puerto Rican descent who have served in our military.
That's correct. I'm not sure if there'd be a stated question, although, because I am for statehood, and my opponent reluctantly signed on due to pressure, I think, back in December, which, you know, you would think that because he wants to represent the community here and they all voted for statehood, you would have thought he would have probably wrote that bill first out of the gate. But no, he chose the blame and complain path. So he got himself named, two bills, one for a post office and another fishing bill or something of insignificant value. But I don't want to say it's insignificant, the fact that the Puerto Ricans needed the post office, and they certainly deserved to be named after him. That was actually started by Bill Posey and Juan de Rentas down in Osceola County. So
yeah.
A lot of people try to take credit for other people's work. But, you know, in corporations, I've seen that. I've come up through the corporate ladder, and I've seen that. And those people usually don't last very long.
I suspect
the same with Mr. Soto.
Okay. Did I see where you received a distinction? I can't remember from the Sentinel or somewhere else that they were, you know, talking about you and your candidacy, and they said something to the effect of you are squeaky clean, that there's no, you know, skeletons in your closet or something like that. Did I see that?
I think you did. I'm trying to remember who wrote that. It was a while ago. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you want, go ahead and look in there. There's nothing. I mean, I raised a family right here in Central Florida. My wife and I have been married for 34 years. You know, raised two outstanding individuals, daughters. One, first one to go to the Air Force Academy from Osceola County, graduate, and currently a major in the Air Force. And the other one went to the University of Florida, graduated as an environmental engineer, and works on the on the water. Actually, she was a consultant over at the Crystal River Project over there. So we chat about our water issues, which, as you know, is a big issue right here in Central Florida with the green algae. So, you know, I don't think there's anybody else that's more qualified than I am. Yeah. And as far as skeletons in the closet, shoot, I don't know. Other than maybe Halloween, we do pull out some interesting costumes, but that's about it.
Well, you do have that. Boring. You do have that Trump you haul around with you.
Yeah, well, that was kind of a unique thing. You know, obviously, you know, guys, I like to have a little sense of humor every once in a while, and you know, until it gets serious. But yeah, you'd be surprised what the Trumpster. What he racked up. A lot of people took pictures with him. A lot of people were screaming at him. It was, I wish I'd have had a camera. We could have put candid camera out there and you guys would have had a blast with him.
Careful with that squeaky clean persona, because if you end up with a scummonger like I did, they'll just make it up as they go along.
Well, you know, and they, you know what? They do that. Yeah. I was at an event and they actually lied to these older people. It was a Osceola Council on Aging. And, you know, we go there and we chat and they actually told these people that the Republicans are going to take their Social Security away from them.
Oh,
and I'm like, that's a lie. I mean, that's law. You can't do it. Now, Medicare can be adjusted by 4% either way, according to pay-as-you-go law, which is that's just the way it is. But don't lie. Tell the truth. Be honest. And they lied. And I almost got out of my chair, and one guy pulled me down and said, no, Wayne, you can't do that.
I'm like, all right. Wayne Liebnitsky running for U.S. House District 9. You can help him by going to WayneForUSCongress.com. That's WayneForUSCongress.com. He still needs volunteers. He still needs donations. And obviously, he needs votes. And so if you live in District 9... Exactly. If you live in District 9 or know someone who does, you know, I know a lot of our listening audience is not in District 9, but most of us know somebody who does live in District 9. And please talk to them and see where they're at on this. And if they're up in the air, please try to pull them toward Wayne, because he would be a much better representative from that area than Soto has been. And Soto is a has-been, or never was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got his own, he's got his own little trail, though, of, shall we say, hijinks when he was in college up in New Jersey, wasn't it, Wayne?
Yeah, well, I think that... I think it was in Washington at the law school from what
that's right. When
you
it
know,
was in law school.
I, it,
that's
just
right.
Recently, this was out, I guess, in the primary last year. And I, of course, you know, I don't run a dirty campaign, never have. And of course, this thing has resurfaced itself. And I've actually never read the words. And so I saw it and I was like, holy mackerel, it's pretty bad. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it out there, but it's floating out there. You know, talk about Senator Feinstein hear about that. She'll try to keep it a secret. Next thing you know, it'll be all over the place.
Maybe that's the way we should get it out, so give it to her. But oh yeah, he was very much, so we say, the playboy. Very vulgar remarks that he made about women and things of that nature, and that they hold themselves
it's an act
up to
of
be.
Violence.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's an act of violence. I try to stay quiet about that stuff, but that truly, you know, that's an act of violence. And writing a song like that against women, and he's in office. I know the primary, it got a little vicious, whatever, even in 16 primary. And, you know, I didn't really touch it. I figured, you know, I'm running a clean campaign. Of course, I ran a clean campaign. Guess what? I came in second, right? But now it surfaced again, and it's like, oh my, I go, well, I'm not going to touch it. It's not my style. It's not my mantra. But boy, when I read those words, boy, I said, you know, we got to do this. And my campaign guy says, Wayne, why do you want to change now? People like you for what you are. And, I said, all right, I'll leave it alone.
All right.
And, but I see you brought it up, so commenting on it.
Yeah, and it may come up in the debate tomorrow night. And I just want people to be aware that these people who, you know, how's the saying go, live in glass houses or something like that?
Shouldn't throw stones.
Exactly. And, you know, they the other side likes to hold themselves up as being all righteous and sanctimonious and everything, and it's usually the exact opposite. And I just wanted our listeners to be aware of that. And once again, WayneForUSCongress.com is where you can go to help Wayne. Right now, obviously, we're in the voting stages. Are you getting any numbers from your district similar to what is being shown up in the state in general, and that is that more Republicans are turning up?
Yeah, it is. It's a spread across, believe it or not. I mean, you know, we've got some tough numbers down there, no doubt about it. I don't know if you've 93,000 Democrats, 49,000 Republicans, but 75,000 independents. And a lot of the independents, obviously they come from the Puerto Rico, but and I'm not just saying all them, and it's not a nationality thing here, but they're conservatives, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And, when we talk about it, I talk with them, and they say they're conservatives, but it's gotten so vicious. I mean, I was on the road yesterday. I didn't even touch a TV until I sat down about 9:30 last night trying to get something to eat as those bombs. And I'm thinking, my God almighty, has it gotten this bad, this bad? And then, of course, what, 8 or 9 of these packages, and none of them went off? I'm sure they're going to look. There's something going on here. Then you got the caravan coming up. All this nonsense. And to be honest with you, they try to fool people. They really do. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the amendments. Have you read the amendments yet?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I've made my recommendations. And
there's so many double negatives. And right. Think about it. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah,
we got to read it. I got to read them twice.
I'm voting no straight down the line because of just what you're talking about.
Yep.
And by the way, the amendment, the language that you read on the ballot is not the actual language of the amendment.
Nope.
It's a description of the language of the amendment. So how can you really feel safe about what you're voting for when you can't even read it?
Somebody asked me, I said, if you don't understand it, just vote no. Because if you vote yes, you put a law in place, and then you realize that, holy cow.
No laws are the best laws.
Exactly.
Plus, they add different things in that if you vote for the offshore drilling, and then something else comes into play.
You can't vape.
Yeah, right. It's nonsense. It's utter nonsense. And I think probably the most insidious one is the 13 about the Greyhound racing. And now, obviously, nobody wants to see dogs mistreated, whether they're greyhounds or whatever. But that's one of the most highly regulated industries in the state right now. All the gambling is. Mm-hmm. And so, but in that, the language of the preamble to the actual language of the amendment, it talks about a natural, I forget the exact word, but it alludes to a natural right for animals. Okay.
That's what they've been pushing for.
Yeah,
that's what they're trying to push it for. Right.
And so let a court codify that into law, and now suddenly you have perhaps hunting and fishing is illegal in Florida because that can't be,
it's all of these PETA wackos.
Right. So see,
I can see it now. We'll have catfish races. I'm betting on number 2.
Hey, Wayne, I got to take a break, but stick around. I got another question for you when we come back.
I do. I want to chat more. All right, Chris.
Hold on. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Wayne for uscongress.com, District 9. Let's get this guy in Congress. We'll be right back. You got it.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested from I-4 till after the 408-417 exchange. Slowdowns on I-4 very heavy starting in Longwood, and that continues past downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. You still have that crash at OBT and Colonial that's contributing to slowdowns in that area near downtown. And Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial is still closed due to the water main break. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, the answer.
All right, well, we got a man on the line who wants to go up to the swamp.
Up to the swamp.
In Washington, D.C. Wayne Liebnitsky.
Oh, I was going to say, I sent my daughter to the University of Florida. She had a blast there.
Yeah.
But now we're going to D.C. You're right.
All right. So, once again, WayneForUSCongress.com is where you can find out more about Wayne and help him out. And he is still definitely accepting donations. And the fight that goes on, and a week from Tuesday, going to be election night. And now you're going to be making appearances between now and then. You said you're already exhausted, but it's got to be exhilarating at the same time, I would think.
It is. The adrenaline is flowing. There's no doubt about it. You know, the polls put us pretty tight now, which is unusual considering, you know, Chris, I was, you know, all people 6 months ago said I'm going to get beat by 25 points. And, well, that's not so much anymore, right? We're down to, what, two points with 12 undecided, which, you know, I mean, it's the race is certainly up in the air, no doubt about it. And, you know, the fact remains is there's a lot of people that are just flat out disappointed with the Democratic Party movement. I mean, they may be Democrats, but they're, you know, they're not all in the same damn shoes. They just happen to, you know, years ago, this party right now has left the Democratic Party. They've gone so far left, they're begging for a right. I mean, it's like, it's incredible. I mean, here, my opponent, during it, we did a debate, I guess, on Channel 2, and they taped them. It's online. You can look at it. He called himself a social progressive. I said, okay, so he's a socialist. I mean, you know, he's like Marxist 101 here, study.
Right.
But yet, I guess the Lakeland Ledger, who they didn't interview me, he said I never answered the phone or anything. And I'm like, well, hire a better intern that can find my phone number. But he called him a capitalist. And, of course, he got in a battle with me. And turns out that guy over there, the Lakeland Ledger is a good, it's a decent, you know, publication. They used to have a writer over there that pretty well teetered the line right down the middle, you know. A But this guy, Gary, I guess he's a – I called him a fake newsman, and he kind of got mad at me on Twitter.
Well, take that, right? Now, this debate tomorrow night, as you said, is it's going to be on which channel did you say?
Well, I take – it's Univision. Univision,
okay.
If you have DirecTV like I do, I think it's 43.
Okay.
So I've hit the record button because I'm just going to go up and do it. I've got a few things I got to, like tomorrow morning after I get back from the DeSantis thing, I'll kind of do a read over. But pretty much I'm good to go, and we'll see. The La Familia put this together, which is a total Democratic push.
Organization.
But my campaign promise when I started this thing, I'll debate anybody, any place, anywhere, any venue.
Plus,
I can't take it back. So,
plus, you have an ace in the hole with Miriam Ramirez.
Thank you. You met her. Yeah, that's right. She was on the radio the other day. Yeah, I got to tell you, she is one little firecracker. I mean, she's so instrumental on so much legislation, insight, what's going on. When we had chatted, and I didn't really know who she was when we were chatting, and I don't know if she told you the story, but
yeah. Yeah,
she looked at me. She goes, and then she goes, "You said you're for statehood." I said, "Well, the Puerto Rican veterans have been fighting and dying for our flag, their flag, for over 100 years, and the placebo that went out, called for statehood. So why don't we have? Why isn't there a state?" It turns out, just so you know, most Republican administrations have put forward statehood for Puerto Rico for quite a few years, probably the past 25 years. But it's always gotten pulled for one thing or another. And then I think 2012, they did a placebo, which is a vote, and they called for statehood overwhelmingly. But then somebody said, well, only 23% of the people came out to vote. And, everybody's coming up with an excuse. It's the Democrats that don't want statehood. They want independence. And I'm like, these people, they want the people of Puerto Rico. I don't care about the politicians down there. What do the people want? The people want statehood. And right now, we are investing $159 billion from FEMA to rebuild the country. It's a perfect time. Right now, let's make it a state. I don't want any more excuses. And, but if they don't want it, then tell me and I won't put it through. But everybody, there's people coming from Puerto Rico. Jose Oponte Hernandez came up, and he just to meet me, to come up, and he wanted to meet me, and he's coming back again, and he said, "Thank God, somebody for statehood." I said, "Well, it's only fair, don't you think?" And he agreed, because we got other things to do too. I mean, they need that; they need it done. Why does the Democratic Party pull it?
Yeah,
and there's a lot of reasons, but we can't talk on the radio show about it that long because it'll take up your entire show. But I've been convinced enough that I'm even more for it now than I ever was because of what is behind the scenes pushing for the tax shelters and all that kind of stuff, if you know
all
what
right.
I mean.
All right. Just enough.
Anyway, I didn't want to take your time up too much. But
okay, just enough time for one quick question. Is this event tomorrow with you and Ron DeSantis, is that open to the public?
It is. It's over on the 912 down, we're in Winter Haven. There's, I think it's 1800 6th Street. It's the church there. It's one of my offices that are over there. Well, the RPOF office, essentially, where, you can get signs. And yes, I think it's 8 to 9. Yeah, I think it's 8 to 9. And then I think Rick Scott is out from 2:30 to 3:30, but I will not attend that. I've got to prepare for the debate. That's much more important.
Okay.
And I'm sure Rick's got everything in hand. Hey, well, I got a question for you, and I know it's a little long. What do you think about this caravan thing happening?
Well, I think it's a godsend for candidates like you because it is not something that I don't think most Americans like to see.
And it's not organic.
Right. And it kind of doesn't matter who makes it up, even though most of the people that make it up are young men. It has all the earmarks of a mob.
They were wearing some really nice clothes. They look really physically fit.
Carrying the flags of their country.
Pretty.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that kind of you know, somebody didn't think that
their hand,
through,
doesn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think the Mad Dog Madison should get with the general of Mexico and do some maneuvers down on that side of the border.
Well, they're headed
and
there.
That'll take care of that little problem we have with the Constitution about we can't deploy troops on our soil.
Well, they're actually talking about doing just that. They're authorizing up to 800 troops to be sent down to the border. All right, thank you, Wayne. God bless
you. Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you next week, guys.
Right, Wayne for USCongress.com. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
News, opinion, passion, FM. Opinion, passion, FM. 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The search for where pipe bombs sent to prominent Democrats originated is focusing in on Florida. Former Secret Service investigator Larry Johnson says the police will be looking closely at the shipping location and the physical evidence.
Materials were being used that you can buy anywhere. It looked like they were either mailed or used by carriers. So, therefore, there is going to be trail for investigators.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill was asked if investigators think the mail bombs were actually rigged to explode.
I'm not going to talk about intent, but, if you were the bomb squad detective, how would you treat it, right?
In Detroit today, Police Chief James Craig says a combined task force will be taking up the case of a funeral home where remains of dozens of unborn babies were found. Local police will oversee a case where the remains were hidden in a funeral home ceiling.
Because of the complexity with Perry, the task force is going to focus on Perry. The DPD is going to continue to focus on Contrail. As I've reported earlier, at this point, there's no connection between the two.
The state shut down Contrail in April after finding 21 improperly stored bodies. Investigators have spoken to parents connected to three of the remains. The former Trump campaign advisor who triggered the Russia investigation is talking to Congress for the first time.
George Papadopoulos testifying behind closed doors about a conversation he had with an Australian diplomat in which he said he'd been told that Russian officials had dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of emails. That diplomat then tipped the FBI, which triggered the probe into alleged Russian meddling in the election. Papadopoulos was the first to plead guilty in the case and was sentenced to 2 weeks in prison. He claims he was set up by the FBI.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow recovered somewhat. It was up by 401 points. The Nasdaq rose 210. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
And the latest answer traffic now.
An update on the girls that plotted to attack students on Tuesday. The resource officer was alerted, and thankfully the girls were arrested before their attack. According to police, the girls planned to kill as many as 15 students. One of the teachers caught wind of the attack when a student told the teacher one of the suspects told them not to be in that area of the school on Tuesday. The girls were caught in the bathroom. When searching one of the girls' phones, they found messages that detailed gory plans for the remains of the students they planned on killing. A woman in DeLand was facing charges after she locked a child with Down syndrome in a dog cage while she went to pick up her daughter from school. She later admitted that she would leave the kid home alone in 15-minute increments, but it wasn't a daily occurrence. There were no visible injuries on the boy, and 39-year-old Sherlisa Hodge was arrested and charged with child neglect. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
408 westbound is congested from I-4 till after the 441. 408 eastbound is congested from I-4 till after the 408-417 exchange. Slowdowns on I-4 very heavy starting in Longwood, and that continues past downtown Orlando and doesn't clear up until after the Millennia area right now. You still have that crash at OBT and Colonial that's contributing to slowdowns in that area near downtown. And Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial is still closed due to the water main break. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
AccuWeather forecast.
Considerable clouds tonight. It'll be warm with an overnight low of 72. Friday, mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. Look for a high tomorrow of 86. Saturday, not as warm. Clouds to start out, breaking for some sunshine later on. High 77 on Saturday. Sunday, it will be sunny and pleasant with a high of 79. I'm Jason Crane, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit jjcmarketingsolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit up right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our first without a road.
It's time for hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're ready to go with us for this next hour. All right, we're coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studio. Normally, we would be doing our Thursday evening contest, but we postponed it this week because Mike's not here, Mike McBath. It's just not as much fun.
It's not the same.
It's just not, especially since he's the one that concocts these things.
So we can't do those.
No. It wouldn't be right.
No, it wouldn't. and he's, of course, in Happy Valley being honored by Penn State football.
I thought at first you said Harper Valley.
That could be as well.
It's Widow Jones.
It's about the same era.
That's it. And the weather is actually awful up there, but it is a big weekend honoring the team and the three seasons of teams that back-to-back the Penn State Nittany Lions went 30 wins, two losses, and one tie.
Wow.
Through 67 through 69 seasons, and he and Franco Harris and other stars from those teams will be up there for the weekend being honored. And so what we're going to do is Wednesday of next week, put this on your calendars, boys. Wednesday of next week, we're going to do the contest.
Oh, okay.
Because it will be Halloween, All Hallows Eve night.
Oh, that's good.
And
I can't do the Thursday.
Right. So. And he has put up as the challenge, come up with a, who would you like to, if you were throwing a Halloween party, what celebrity or politician would you like to come, and what should they be dressed as?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Right?
Oh, what fun.
And Megyn Kelly's not allowed.
Oh, no, I was already going to say, I got claims on Megyn Kelly. I know just how she's going to dress, too. All right. Well, we're going to talk about
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, Chris, took your thunder.
All right. That's okay. That is Nick Grounds of the British American Chamber of Commerce. And we also have Rick Brown, man about town and a successful entrepreneur, recovering politician.
Recovering politician.
I am Christopher Hart, and Jeff's on the bridge, 407-774-8255. The president, another great rally in Wisconsin last night. It was announced today he will be in Fort Myers, Florida, on Halloween evening. And stumping for Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott, as, of course, we close in on Election Day. The governor's debate last night was another fiery one with Gillum just all over DeSantis, calling him a racist and all of this business, and DeSantis trying to stay on message. And we'll see how it plays out, that race, by all observers' opinions, is a close race. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that close.
No.
But the past several governor's races in Florida have actually been decided by, you know, a very small margin. So there's a small margin of error here. And
it seems to be a real problem with putting Gillum's platform and record and what he stands for out into the mainstream public.
Well,
and we're just not doing a good job with that.
No.
I mean, the man's an avowed socialist. He wants to raise your taxes, do away with our borders, do away with ICE, make us less safe, and you don't hear that anywhere.
Introduce a state income tax, which would drive business away.
And raise corporate income taxes.
Yeah.
And there's that little thing with the FBI.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And his investigation with the FBI for corruption in Tallahassee.
Right.
And his brother for voting when he wasn't a resident.
Yeah. And all you hear is, well, he's slick.
Yeah.
He's smooth.
Right. Well, so much of politics does come down to the slickness and the smoothest.
Obama Jr.
Yep. And, you know, there is that effect as well, where there is that, oh, we want to make history in Florida.
No, we don't.
By electing the first black man.
Uh-uh.
Not if it's going to be a disaster. That would actually be bad for black people.
Run Allen West.
Right.
I'll be all over it.
Exactly. It's not the color of the person's skin. It's what's in their heart and soul and in their politics. And this guy is not right for Florida. He's not right for America. And he'd be all right for Venezuela, but certainly not right for Florida. Nonetheless, the race is literally in our hands, so we need to get out there and make sure that our voice is heard. The president, of course, his voice is always heard, looking to General Mattis. He's, I guess, either going to or has signed an order allowing General Mattis to send extra troops to the border. What was the number you heard?
800, I think.
800 is the number.
They just confirmed that.
Okay, 800 troops to the border, obviously because of the caravan. And there's all kinds of weird stories coming out of the caravan. Some people evidently turning back, a lot of people getting sick along the way. I mean, it's a cholera trap, for God's sake. I mean, the physical hygiene has got to be awful. And
how do they accommodate that with 7,000 people marching up the highway?
And then we've gotten estimates all over the place. The estimates in the media are 7,000 up to 14,000. Mexico says it's more like 3,600, 3,700. But the bottom line is...
That's still a lot of bathroom breaks with no place to do it.
And it's a lot of people wanting to come into our country illegally and improperly.
It was a good job. It's spontaneous, though.
Hmm?
It was a good job. It was spontaneous.
Yeah, it was organic. It just happened by a movement.
Now, what we're finding out now, though, is it may well have been not just organized by liberal groups here in the United States, but by the governments of Honduras and Venezuela. Speaking of Venezuela.
Yeah, they reckon they found some evidence of Venezuela interference.
Right, yeah, wanting to create problems for the Trump administration and the United States in general. So the president is all over that, and as the troops are deployed, it's going to obviously amp up that story. Meanwhile, the media is focusing on the bomb scare, anything to talk about to try to make President Trump look bad, and that's what they're trying to do with this, blaming him and his rhetoric for these bombs and describing the people who have received the bombs as Trump's targets. How do you like that? These people receive bombs and they're Trump's targets.
Blame game.
Well,
I guess when they attempted to murder our representatives on the baseball field, that would have been Bernie Sanders' target or Hillary Clinton's target.
Yeah, something like that. In fact, however, there is a commonality about the people who have received the bombs and President Trump. Have you noticed it? Let me read some of the names of the people who have received the bombs. And by the way, these are more akin to toy bombs than they are real bombs. And they're all of 6 inches long. Now, most of us can hold our finger, our thumb and forefinger far enough apart to add up to 6 inches. Okay? You got to have pretty small hands not to be able to do that. And so they're in essence, I think more, if anything, assuming that this is not a ploy by the Democrats, which a lot of people obviously think it is, and have every good reason to think so, but assuming this is some wacko or somebody trying to prove something, these are probably more akin to a warning than a real explosive device. There is, however, something else that is common amongst these and has to do with President Trump. Once again, let me read the people who we know have received them. George Soros, the Clintons, the Obamas, Eric Holder, Maxine Waters, Debbie Schultz, Joe Biden, and Robert De Niro, and John Brennan. What is common amongst those people having to do with President Trump?
Well, they're the ones that have always come out with the hate speech against Trump.
You're very, very close. Not just hate speech.
But actually, they've been trying to rile their base up to get in the Republicans' faces.
They are the ones who have either threatened violence or called for violence against the president. You got Hillary Clinton with the, we're not going to be civil until we elect Democrats to Congress, right?
Right.
Bob De Niro on numerous occasions has said the F word to Trump and he wants to punch him in the face. Remember that?
Yep.
All right. And then Soros is a little bit more shady, but
he's been funding them all.
Exactly. He's the big money guy behind all of this. Yep. Debbie Wasserman Schultz talked about punching President Trump. Joe Biden wanted to take him out behind the gym.
Yep.
Something to that effect.
And Holder wanted to kick people.
Yep, exactly. And Obama, what's Obama said about Trump? In a way, Obama may have been the one to start this type of rhetoric. And at the time, Trump wasn't on the scene. I'll admit that. But do you remember back when he was saying, you know, get in your neighbor's faces, and if they bring a knife, we bring a gun?
Yep.
Remember that kind of rhetoric?
Mm-hmm.
All of this rhetoric implying or calling for violence.
It comes around.
Against conservatives, and in this particular case, against Trump in particular. Maybe there is somebody out there who just finally got fed up and said, enough is enough. I'm going to do something about this. And I'm going to let these people know that I can get them. And we'll see. If it is of that nature, the guy's probably, or person, I should say, is probably going to be caught in fairly short order.
Oh, right.
Now, if this is a political plot, and the Democrats are just trying to turn the table somehow politically on the president, if it is to work, then there is no real perpetrator.
Right.
And but somebody made these devices.
And someone delivered them.
Right.
Someone got the fingerprints or some DNA or something.
Exploded. There's DNA on them somewhere.
Exactly. And by the way, people said DNA on the stamps. Well, you don't lick stamps anymore.
No.
You just peel all of them and stick. But just the handling of it. And if there's a hair or anything like that, maybe on a tape or the adhesive, the seal, the envelope.
They'll find it.
Whatever. And if they don't find anything, that they'll know that the person is aware that those things can be found. And so maybe that will help them as well. But by the way, just and I brought this up in relation to Elizabeth Warren and the DNA thing, that probably I'd say 9 out of 10 Americans has some smidgen of Native American blood in their, mm-hmm. in their DNA. So it's no big deal for her to say that. And I pointed out that the Garden City, or I'm sorry, the Golden State Killer.
Yes.
Who killed, I think, a dozen women and raped mm-hmm. and tried to kill and raped another 13.
He's the one that got through DNA.
They got through DNA.
Through a relative.
What they did was they were able to triangulate it from very distant relatives.
Mm-hmm.
People not even knowing they were related to the guy who had gotten a DNA swab or wanted to find out what their, you know, their heritage was. And they put it into the public domain. And the investigators were able to use that. And they don't have to get a whole lot more people to do that where they will be able to identify anybody from their DNA
yep.
without simply by having a sample, by triangulating that amongst, and all they need, they estimate, is about 3 million people in the data bank.
Wow.
And then they will be able to identify
anybody.
The rest of us 330-some-odd million.
That's a whole new twist to that seven separations of Kevin Bacon or whatever that was.
That's right.
3 million.
That's right. Okay, got to take a break. We come back. We got Rick on the line. He's been patiently waiting. And JJ will take your phone calls as well, 407-774-8255. And some other news of the day as well. We got it right here on the American Adversaries Radio Show. And we thank you for being right there.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, no contest tonight, but we will be doing a contest on Halloween night, and the contest is pick your celebrity or politician to come to your Halloween party, and what should they come dressed as?
Very nice.
Like Megyn Kelly. What was it she said that got her in so much trouble now?
Megyn Kelly is a little red-faced today over her blackface comments. She, during a roundtable discussion, she made the comment that when they were kids, everybody dressed up as blackface around Halloween, and it was okay.
So what's the big deal, right?
And so what's the big deal? And
that got her suspended. That's the big deal.
they showed a repeat of her show this morning, so I think that, that's a good indication of what kind of big deal it was.
Well, in fact, though, she's kind of right, and it had nothing to do necessarily with being dressing up as a black person. It might have just had to do with maybe you were a goblin or a devil or something like that. I mean,
yeah, but they're always going to take one side of it time.
But what I'm saying is there was no, you know, racist intent. You follow what I'm trying to say?
I saw somebody today say, Megyn Kelly says it's okay to make fun of black people on Halloween.
That's not
That's taking the interpretation.
Yeah, not exactly what she said.
I can't believe that we're sticking up for Megyn Kelly, but in this case, she's getting a raw deal. That's,
but, you know,
that's
we're only sticking up to her until Halloween, because wait until you see the costumes.
All right, that's right. And what was it? Gonzaga has their own policy now, right?
Oh, Gonzaga is warning its students about the very dangerous traditions of cultural misappropriation on Halloween.
Oh.
They say that Halloween has been sexualized, and it's a time for vandals and a time for binge drinking.
Go figure.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Rick, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And we thank you for being out there. This has to do with Puerto Rican statehood, I see. Did Rick stay with us? I guess not. How about JJ? Let's try JJ.
JJ?
Hey, JJ, how you doing tonight?
Hey. How are y'all? Good conversation, guys.
Thank you.
I heard Megyn Kelly was fired, but I haven't seen anything else. I mean, I heard she's out at NBC.
She evidently has been suspended, and they're trying to decide what to do. And it probably has more to do with the ratings of the show than anything else, I would suspect.
And that she has no talent.
Well, those kind of go hand in hand.
I think around the bush there, Rick.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, JJ.
Well, I just wanted to say the other night, Sunday night, I heard most of the debate between Gillum and DeSantis, and Gillum played the race card then and said something like, I know you're not used to stuff like he proposed something as governor, and he said, you're probably not used to stuff like that from people that look like me or something like that.
Right.
And I wish DeSantis could have said, people like you could be – grow up to be president. What are you talking about?
Heaven forbid.
You know, he just...
Right.
You know what I mean? He just has to act like, you know, it just... Excuse me, is this disgusting the way they abuse
it? Yeah,
it is.
And Gillum was at it again last night, same thing, calling DeSantis a racist. But look, his tack is to make this an emotional thing. As I've said repeatedly on the show, and you've heard me repeatedly say, the Democrats are very good at this. They understand. They don't go around saying like I do, politics like professional wrestling, but they understand the dynamic. And the dynamic is it's this good versus evil thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that emotional involvement here. And what Gillum is trying to do is he's trying to make DeSantis out to be the evil, you know, monster in this play. And DeSantis's approach has been to try to just stay on message, be even keel. And I don't believe DeSantis is a... I don't want to use the word charismatic, but he's just the passion just doesn't come flowing easily from him, and yeah. That's where Gillum has an advantage over him.
And, yeah, he's not slick and Mr. Personality.
Right.
Yeah.
And hopefully enough voters will be able to see through that. Hopefully we're getting through to enough people and others get through to enough people that they'll be able to see through that facade and understand that this would be a lousy state to live
in
if he gets to be elected governor. It just is not going to work. Go ahead.
Can I say something real quick?
Real quick.
The other thing is I wish that Trump and the Republicans would say, listen, it's not that we're against this illegal, you know, the invader caravan, but it's just that if you invite somebody to your house, you want them to come through the front door, not climb through a window. Because it doesn't pertend well for them obeying rules.
Yeah,
that's right.
You just don't want them forcing their way in. Exactly. Thank you,
exactly.
JJ.
Breaking into our house.
You got it.
AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A law enforcement official tells the Associated Press that investigators hunting for the source of package bombs sent to high-ranking Democrats suspect that some of the parcels were mailed from Florida. The official said Thursday that investigators have been examining images of mail maintained by the U.S. Postal Service. It has provided clues pointing investigators toward the state. A State Department spokesman says the U.S. welcomes a decision by Saudi Arabia to let the son of slain writer Jamal Khashoggi leave the country and come to the United States. Spokesman Robert Paladino tells reporters that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussed the son, Salah Khashoggi, during his recent visit to the kingdom. Human Rights Watch said earlier Thursday that Salah Khashoggi and his family were heading to the U.S. after a travel ban on them was lifted. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 401 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, wayneforuscongress.com. That is wayneforuscongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
Hi, everybody. This is your queen of professional wrestling, Casey Carlisle, and you're listening to the American Adversaries Political Professional Wrestling Show on Orlando's WORL 105.5 FM, 660 AM, The Answer.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We really do appreciate that. We're the American Adversaries Radio Show coming to you live from the Relax and Comfort Studios. Rick Brown, Nick Grounds, and myself, Christopher Hart, here in the studio. And Jeff's on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And, of course, we would love it if you would go to our brand new website. That's AmericanAdversaries.com. Check it out. And by the way, we have candidate and other recommendations there for the ballot. Also, we got all of our sponsors there. You just click on their ad, it take you right to their website, and with links with other organizations as well. And also, you can join the American Adversaries Army there and register right there on the homepage. And by the way, you can hit that Listen Live button and listen to us. But on the homepage there, you can register for our raffle drawing. And we're going to do the drawing on November the 7th at Kitland Park here in Apopka at the opening ceremony of the Traveling Vietnam Wall Memorial. It's so easy to register. All you have to do is give us your name and some contact information, and you are in. And we got a great prize package that includes stuff from like all of our sponsors, a gift card to Tijuana Flats, compliments of Rick Brown here, $20 gift card, $50 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. You and your partner will be able to share an evening with us in studio on a Thursday night when we do a contest. You'll be helping us judge the contest and then come and have dinner with us at Cafe Positano after the show. All of that on us, the American Adversaries. That's part of the prize package. You'll also win a Creeps on a Mission t-shirt by Sidney Powell.
I like that.
Yeah, and it'll be in your size. We'll custom order it in your size. And also a copy of her book, License to Lie. And then you'll also get one of the smart pillows from Relax and Comfort. And these things, and I know you got the bed and the anti-gravity chairs. Do you have one of those smart pillows?
I don't.
Okay, then you're gonna have to add it to your collection.
I'm going to have to add it to my Relax and Comfort collection.
Yeah, yeah. Aubrey comes in here and he shows me his phone and all the things that gizmo does and can sense during the night as you're sleeping, how well you breathe and your heart rate and all of this stuff. And especially if you're having trouble sleeping at night or know someone who does, this may be able to help come to a figure out, you know, how you can sleep better at night.
Yeah, yeah.
You know exactly what's not happening that should be happening. It can even tell how long you're in deep sleep. That's the one I can understand a heart rate and breathing rate. You know, how does it determine when you're in deep REM sleep?
Maybe your heartbeat goes down to a certain level.
And respiration.
There must be some combination of physical factors that it can make that determination.
It's not the snoring,
right?
Does it know when I'm snoring so loudly that the dog leaves the room?
All right. So all of that is possible for you, but you have to register at our website, AmericanAdversaries.com.
Come do it.
Okay. All right, now, on November the 7th, we'll be there, and October the 31st, we'll be here doing our contest here for Halloween. Now, on October the 30th, though, there's something going on, too, right?
Yep, the Chamber's got their member appreciation event at the Ace Cafe downtown between 6 and 8 p.m. It's a free event. We're going to have probably nearly 200 people there. So come and join us. We're doing a first drink, appetizers, all free of charge. Great networking. You know, come along.
Like it.
And by the way, you might want to consider joining the British American Chamber of Commerce. There's a lot of good reasons why, too, right?
Yep, we've just introduced two new memberships with tremendous values, including telemed, pet club, legal services. Roadside assistance, $1 million ID protection. You know, and if you're a member, it's starts at $16.95 and $25.95. But for American Adversaries listeners, if you put in the promo code BACC10, you'll get a 10% discount off. And that's just not off the first month. That is ad infinitum.
That's a pretty good deal there. That's awesome. Well, I mean, just
life locks for the ID protection. That's a $20 a month fee.
Yeah.
And that's all it's going to cost you, basically.
And so you get all of these as a package service. I mean, you can't beat
it's
that.
It's amazing. Yeah. Well, the price is right.
Yeah, I mean, just the telemed, they reckon health and wellness people say that 70% of doctor's visits and 40% of ER visits can be done away with telemed. So you get it over the phone, and then they'll write a prescription straight to where you get, and you can use the prescription discount package that we've got as part of the membership. And there is no copay and no deductible, and it's done there and then. Because if you go to a CentraCare and stuff, you're paying between 70 and 150 bucks worth of copays and deductibles.
And that telemed, is that what it's called? Telemed. Yeah. That's an actual person.
You're actually basically FaceTiming a doctor in this country,
right?
That can write prescriptions, obviously non-narcotics,
right?
But it's there. And don't forget, these memberships are not for individuals. They're for your family and your household. Wow. So if you've got three or four cars, it covers your three or four cars for roadside assistance.
Such a great deal.
Yeah.
Can't beat it. Go to British American Chamber.
Orlando.com and go to memberships, and all the info's there.
All right, British American Chamber, Orlando.com. And do please take advantage of that. And don't forget to put in the code
BACC10. Get your discount.
And that's the best deal in town.
That's the way to do it.
Especially, and if you were looking for some fun, or if you happen to win that raffle drawing I was talking about and want to use that Tijuana Flats gift card on a trivia night, you got four nights to choose from.
We have four nights to choose from. We have Monday night in Winter Springs in the Winter Springs Town Center. We have Wednesday night in Avalon Park. And we have Saturday night at our Aloma and Tuscola Road store. And we have Sunday night at our Oviedo Lakewood. Lockwood. Sorry, I went blank.
Lockwood. And don't forget entertainment Fridays and Saturdays.
Fridays and Saturdays, yep. And on the 19th of November, we are having our 12th anniversary up in Avalon Park.
Oh.
It's a Monday night. We'll be doing some fun things for the schools. We will have a 12-foot burrito to share with everybody.
Oh, congratulations.
As part of the festivities at 5 o'clock, and we'll have live music from 6 to 9.
Now, 12-foot's going to be easy for you, Rick.
It is.
We've seen the 14-foot.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congrats.
All right, I want to go to the lines right now. We got Lair Adams on the line, and he's been trying to get an absentee ballot for his mom to vote, and he's going to tell us how easy the process was. Right, Lair?
Yeah, Chris, oh boy, I got to tell you, I'm having a problem. See, I'm having a problem attaching a sundial to a shower curtain cover full of toothpaste. I know it's a deadly combination, but I can't get it in the little envelope. Do you think it's a good idea to put a skull and crossbones on the return address?
Yeah, just don't use Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
I'm a really dumb Trump supporter, you see. I don't get much stuff right, you know. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's been a frustrating day. And by the way, my mother, everyone knows her, Ms. Adams, would like to say hello to everyone. She told me that this morning. Hey, that's perfect. And I know both those gentlemen, and they're great guys. And I'm thinking about the 12-foot burrito. How about three of them? Anyway, yeah. Guys, it was crazy. My morning at the Supervisor of Elections for Seminole County, by the way, it's on Airport Avenue in Sanford.
Mm-hmm.
I learned no absentee ballots will be issued until next Thursday. Now, if you pick up a form and mail it in from the Supervisor of Elections for Seminole County on Airport Avenue, you might get it a couple days sooner. Now, in my case, my mother, who's in a nursing home, they moved her 30 feet from her first room, which is B1, into B6. The elections people will not accept her 30-foot move until she tells them personally she is there 30 feet further.
Are you serious?
Guys, I understand the need for securing votes for the proper people, but this is ridiculous for people in nursing home care. And you know, I'm a Republican. For years, Chris, you and I have talked about this. Why isn't there a bigger push for Republicans to help people in nursing homes? I mean, it's an open case. Help these people at least sign their names. A lot of them are very political. I've talked to them.
Do you know Mr. Ertel?
Pardon me?
Do you know Mr. Ertel, the supervisor of elections?
No, sir, I don't.
Would you like his phone number?
Well, yes, I have. Well, I actually,
he's
I
a nice
think
guy.
I can get that.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
He would want to know this.
Yeah, yeah, he would want to know the hassle you're going through.
You know, to be honest with you, I was issued through so many different. I voted.
Uh oh. Don't tell me we lost the connection.
It's the alien grab. Space alien, by the way, just for political correctness.
Okay, Lair, if you can hear us,
Mike's
hold on.
Mike's on Facebook as well.
Mike Ertel. Mike Ertel is on watching right now on Facebook?
No, you can get him on Facebook.
You can get him on Facebook and Messenger. And,
he's a nice guy. Okay.
He is a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. And he
would want to know.
Yeah, he generally likes to run a tight ship over there.
He does indeed.
Yeah, so we're endeavoring.
That'll be important for him, but the nursing home stuff.
All right, Lair, if you can hear us, the line dropped, and please call us back. He was having some, evidently some, getting some run around, you might say, in trying to get his mother. I wanted to clarify, his mother changed rooms in the nursing home, and that constituted a change of address?
Yeah, because her unit was B6 to B9 or whatever it was.
B1 to B6, yeah.
B1 to B6.
Wow. That's being in the stickler.
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll try to get Lair back on the line. You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. And don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up here in a few moments at 7 o'clock. Once again, President Trump coming to Fort Myers on Wednesday. If you're going to be down there, be a fun place to be, but you better get there early if you want to get in, get a seat. And we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, the American Adversaries Radio Show. And we do now have Lair Adams back on the line with us. Lair, as we dropped the phone line, Rick was telling you he can get you Mike Ertel's. He's the election supervisor in Seminole County. And I've got the number here. I'll pass it on to you. Go ahead.
Perfect. That is perfect. And everyone needs to understand, you know, what it takes to actually do it and the time that is also running out. But I appreciate that, Rick.
You bet.
And the other part of it was it was, they didn't seem to care that, A, I have full power of attorney over my mother. I make all decisions. If she's in a bad state, I decide, it's incredible, but I decide if she lives or dies. Right. But I cannot make any decision on even giving her a ballot and having her sign it and give it back to these people.
Well,
and it's
that's doggone.
You know, maybe there's a reason, and I can understand part of it. Well, maybe people at this phase in their lives aren't, you know, considered lucid enough or whatever, but my mother is.
Right.
She wants her decision to make a difference.
Well, you know, and by the way, in case you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, Lara's mother is 100 years old, and I was at her.
God bless. 101 in February, yeah.
Wow.
And
right.
I was at her 100-year birthday, and this past, and she's got all her faculties there. Can't hear her, but she can think. She can think, and she can talk, and she recognizes. And, I mean, for 100 years old, she's got it. I mean, her mental capabilities are still there.
That is awesome.
And it would not be right. Go ahead.
I was going to say she could tell you things that happened to her when she was 3 years old.
Wow.
You know, but you're right. You're right, Chris.
And
everybody has that right. People talk about, you don't want to stop people from voting, et cetera. But, you know, but again, maybe this is an issue we need to address.
I think it might be, yeah, because just because a person is in a nursing home doesn't mean they should give up their right to vote. And obviously they don't. But don't want there to be barriers there that make it as good as giving up your right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely. When I saw the picture of the man, he's the oldest veteran in America. It's an African-American gentleman. He's 119, and he can still walk. And when you see that, you know this man, he's lucid. He'll tell you he drinks two shots of scotch every day and a beer.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
He's lucid enough to make a decision on what he wants, you know, in his country.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
right.
A veteran.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing this to our attention.
Anyway, guys, you are the best. Keep it up. This whole thing with the silly little bombs. We'll see what happens.
We will indeed. Wow. We will indeed. All right. Thanks, Lair. I'll get these numbers to you from Mike.
All right. Fantastic. I'll talk to you folks on Sunday night.
All right. Yep. Take care. Yep. See you soon.
Lair's back as a regular on our Sunday night show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Good for him.
Great to have him back. So, and by the way, you know, if you have a family member who is in a nursing home, as long as they have their mental capabilities, they still can vote.
Yeah. Just absentee.
Exactly.
We went through that with Brenda's dad, and it was the same type of argument. We could not get through to somebody in customer service. They kept repeatedly telling Brenda that he had to come in. Right. It's like, he's in the hospital. He's in ICU. He's not moving.
Well,
he still needs to come in.
Right. I should have had Larry say it again, but it was in 2016. His mom had been there not very long, and the Democrats were coming to nursing homes and picking people up and taking them to the polling places.
Yeah.
And once again, you know, they can be in a wheelchair or whatever, but as long as they have their mental capabilities,
yep,
faculties, they can vote.
Yep.
So it is.
It's important.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
It is indeed. And
which they're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know when I get to be some old codger, take me down to the doggone polling place. It's time to elect somebody.
You've got to change accent as well.
Evidently, that happens when you get old in Chris's family.
That's right. That's right.
Every time he does an old codger voice, it sounds decidedly different.
Indeed, indeed. They're all with me right now in the studio here. All right. So the blame game with the bombs go on, the media blaming President Trump, President Trump blaming the media, and in a way, it's a part of our nature of our politics. What is a shame, though, is that back in the day, and it wasn't that long ago, when even Reagan was president, they could fight tooth and nail during the day, but at night they kind of, you know, went and partied together and socialized. We even had Joanne King Herring,
mm-hmm,
talk about this on our show. You remember Joanne King Herring? Mm-hmm. If you've seen the movie Charlie Wilson's War, she plays... She plays
I forget her name.
No, she is played by Julia Roberts. in the movie.
That's right.
Yeah, she's a prominent figure in the movie. She kind of makes everything happen
for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And she says back, you know, in those days, you know, it was politics as usual during the day, but at night, the Congress people, senators, House members would get together. They would actually, you know, cocktail parties. Families lived in Washington, D.C.
Sure.
more so than they do now. So you had family outings and get-togethers. And it kind of took a bit of the edge off of it. I mean, yeah, you could play nasty politics, but you didn't get to this hateful, spiteful stuff. Right? Well, it kind of got a little bit hateful, spiteful during the Clinton administration over the impeachment and all of that. And then that carried forward into the Bush administration because he wasn't elected. He was selected. Remember that business?
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
Chads
yeah.
and all yeah. that nonsense.
Bunch of people that don't understand how our system of government works.
Right. And then
still don't.
Right. And then along comes Obama, and he plays off of that. And it's politics. But you know, he starts talking about this get in people's faces business. And if they bring a knife, we bring a gun. That type of rhetoric. And then now, of course, you had the election of President Trump, and that was just, you know, that was the straw that kind of broke the camel's back. And so now it's okay. And it was it today's New York Times or yesterday's New York Times? They had a, I guess it was an excerpt of a book that's coming out where it talks about assassinating President Trump.
Oh, jeez.
And it, the excerpt, I'm paraphrasing, it talks about how a Russian assassin sees the president, and the President Trump turns his back, and he pulls his weapon, and it misfires. And the Secret Service agent turns and positions himself between the president and the shooter and pulls his weapon and turns and hands it to the shooter and says, "Try mine." This is in the New York Times. Now, by the way, this has happened before in American history. During Abraham Lincoln's administration, you had newspapers calling for not just, you know, writing books from an excerpt from a fiction,
right, right.
but actual calling for his assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got what they asked for, didn't they?
There have been a lot of similarities between Lincoln and Trump.
Exactly.
And the attacks he's had
to
endure.
I was up in New York. I went to FDR's house.
This was when you were just on the road. Yeah.
And when he was going for his third term, he was accused of being acting like a king and being a fascist.
Yeah, sound familiar?
Yeah.
And he was a Democrat, don't forget.
He was a progressive.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
But he fired his VP for his fourth term.
Mm-hmm.
He changed VPs
right.
and obviously made it
Truman, right.
Because his previous VP was getting too liberal.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
And so politics has always been bare knuckle. I mean, everywhere it's played, it's a human thing. But here in the United States as well, it's bare knuckle, it's brutal, it's bloody. But it doesn't have to be hateful and spiteful, having said that.
So they tell us.
Right.
Yeah.
And the media has taken to making everything personal. Like, the nature of our politics is now because of Donald Trump. Every now and then you'll hear a sort of a sane voice in the cacophony of nonsense say, you know, this didn't start with Trump, but he made it worse. He made it what it is today. No, he didn't. What President Trump did was come along and say, okay, this is the way the game is played. This is the way the game is played. And he plays the game, and he plays it very well. But it once again, it's a situation where it has just been made so personal and vile, and the people who lost in the election in 2016 just took it personally. They took it, this was an attack on them personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly think that the big difference from the past to the present is the vitriol of the mainstream media.
Indeed.
Because they've taken everything and they've blow it up into such great proportions with attacking points, and they're the main catalyst of, and that's why I think Trump's going after them now, because they're the catalyst for all this trouble.
Exactly. And just look at how they characterize these bombings. They went to Trump's targets. Trump's targets.
Oh, yeah.
As though he's the bomber.
Yeah.
You see? And they're equating him with the bomber. He's the one responsible for this.
Everything's his fault.
Yeah, Looney Tunes are out there all the time, ladies and gentlemen. And we still don't know what this is all about. And I tell you what, though, if it is a Democrat plot, this isn't the guy that you're going to want to do that against. No, because he'll find it out.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll let it out.
And it's just making his base even more resolved because we see through this transparently.
Exactly.
This is nonsense.
If anything, the Republican base is even madder because of this.
We're not looking around saying, who's this guy among us that's doing this? We're saying, why are you liberals doing this? Or,
if nothing else, why are you liberals blaming this on us and President Trump when we have nothing to do with it?
And
whoever is doing it, we have nothing to do with it.
Yep.
And you're blaming it on us.
When one of you actually shot our congressman, we didn't blame you.
Yeah. So, all right. We're going to have to leave it there tonight. As I said, Larry Elder is up next. We'll be back here tomorrow night. And tomorrow night, we have Mike Miller is going to spend a little time with us. And Sidney Powell.
Back again.
Yeah.
Good.
And she's got some educating things to say about the caravan.
Love when she's on.
And what the president can do about the caravan by himself via executive order. And we'll talk about the bomber a little bit with her as well. All right. You have been listening to the American Adversaries. Once again, we thank you very much for doing so. And you folks who have found us on Facebook, thank you. We've been running a test tonight. All right. We appreciate that. And once again, please go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Register for our prize drawing right there on the home page. You won't be sorry. Even if you don't win, you'll still have fun. All right.
Always.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
See you.
Night, everybody.